have been consistently impressed by your grasp of the problems and your pragmatic approach. What I has concerned me and still does is that you are given a free enough hand without undue political interference to do your job. Most of the things that you and I have talked about and other members have talked about are situations that can be remedied if the will is there and, of course, if you have the financial resources in many instances. It occurs to me that, you know, there's something wrong when the governor's office can get a new airborne chief in 24 hours, but it's been 2 years to fill some of your positions. There is just something flat wrong with that. I am encouraged by your estimation that by what's been going on and what you've been given, people are beginning to be willing to come back to California and work or come into California or wherever they've been. That's very encouraging. I hope that you will see those of us here and certainly in the broader legislature, I don't want to say we're here to help because that's become a humorous cliche, but I want you to know that for people like me, there are two issues. The Reverend spoke before about just the nature of compassion. And, you know, just because you are compassionate doesn't mean you're a fool. And there are some people that I know, a couple that I've taught, that I'd never want to see out in society again. So it's not a question of that. It's really a question of we as a society owe it to ourselves, I believe, to help anybody willing to accept help. The second thing is you cost us a lot of money. And we're up now at $12 billion. I mean, I've seen this thing go vertical. We're embroiled in a budget discussion right now. If we didn't have $4 billion that we've added in the last couple of years, we'd be home. We'd be on the beach. So to the degree that we can make that system work and make the R a capital R, and people wouldn't stumble over it like I do when I try to say CCCR, but it will just roll out of the mouth. You're going to allow us to put money into areas that maybe will keep your population down. There is something inherently wrong in California that we have so many people in jail. There's just something wrong. There are a lot worse states, and even our proportionality is a little off. So I thank you for coming back to do the job. I want to do anything I can to help you. You certainly have no problem with being candid in public. I would allow you to be even more candid in private, and I would always be responsive to you any way that you feel that we can help. And with that, we have a motion. I'd like to approve of both of you at the same time, since you made this suicide pact, and I don't want to be the I don't want to be the guy to mess it up. So we have a motion to approve both the gentlemen. Please call the roll.
Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Parada?
Aye. Aye. Yeah, we'll leave the roll open for Senator Cedillo, but congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Senator.
Hey, Roy, would you do the last part? I got to go downstairs. Thank you.
Moving forward with the Rules Committee agenda, and I'd ask those who are exiting to do so as quietly as possible while we complete our business. We have the governor's appointment subject to confirmation but not required to appear. Item number 4F, Eunice David, member of the California Arts Council, Jack Bayless, member of the State Park and Recreation Commission, Carl O. Hart, member of the State Park and Recreation Commission, Paul J. Witt, member, State Park and Recreation Commission, and John W. Ammerman, member, California Horse Racing Board. What's the pleasure of the...
I'd move it.
I have a motion, Senator Parata.
I'm going to abstain on two of them, Carol Hart and Paul Witt.
Okay. So we'll, I guess that everyone is voting aye except for Senator Dutton on the two, and we'll leave the roll open for Senator Sedillo. Item number five, Senator Corbett, Chair of the Senate Committee on Judiciary, requests authorization to waive the rule so that this bill, AB 264, may be heard. Is there any objection? No objection. So ordered. Item number six, Senator Scott requests permission to present a resolution on the floor for the outgoing chancellor of the community colleges. No objection. So ordered. We have a walk-on item from Senator Negrete McLeod, permission to hold a special hearing of the Senate Local Government Committee Thursday, July 12th, for the purpose of hearing AB 887 on reconsideration.
Fine.
No objection. And then we finally have those items, requests to be taken up without reference to file on the Senate floor. Item number seven, Senator Alquist, relative to Cesar Chavez Study Act. Why don't we take that one separately?
Yeah.
Why don't you call the roll, Madam Chair?
Okay, this is just on number seven?
Number seven,
number
please.
Number seven, okay. Dutton? Padilla? Padilla, aye. Ashburn? And that's it.
Okay, Senator Parada and Senator Sedillo, we'll leave the roll open for them to add on. And item number eight, Senator Correa, SJR 11, relative to National Children's Study. Unanimous without objection.
If you want an executive session, we can just do it without shutting the place.
Yeah. Executive session.